Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Top Israeli officials are defiant today, reiterating their plan to launch a major attack on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Yesterday, President Biden told CNN the U.S. would stop supplying Israel with heavy bombs if the Israeli military goes ahead with that invasion. More than a million Palestinians are sheltering in Rafah. Biden also acknowledged this about Israel's use of American bombs.
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers.
As we reported yesterday, the Biden administration has already paused one shipment of bombs, though the president says the flow of defensive weapons will continue. Michael Koplow is chief policy officer at Israel Policy Forum. He joins us now. Michael, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. Great to be here.
So the president, and for that matter, the United States, of course, has long been a staunch defender of Israel. How does this announcement change the relationship between these two longtime allies?
The announcement indicates a serious amount of tension in the U.S.-Israel relationship, but I think it's important to keep it in its proper context. The U.S. here is not abandoning Israel or ending its partnership or signaling that Israel is no longer an important ally. But it is the culmination of months of tensions between the United States and Israel over Israel's plans for Gaza, over its plans to move civilians out of Rafah. And I think that Biden and other people in the administration have been telegraphing now for a while that this move, which limits a very specific type of weapon that the U.S. is going to send to Israel, was going to happen if Israel didn't satisfy U.S. concerns, and those concerns obviously have not been satisfied.
The fact that we heard the president acknowledge that civilians in Gaza have been killed as a consequence of American bombs, this is something that many people have been talking about for a long time, but to hear the president acknowledge that, how significant of a development is it?
It's certainly significant, and it's something that people on the left in the United States have been wanting to hear from the president and have been urging the president to say. I don't think it comes as a surprise to anyone, given the toll of casualties in Gaza, that, of course, Palestinians have been killed by American weapons during Israel's operation. But the president has never said it quite so starkly as he just did. And I think he's certainly bowing to political considerations in doing it now.
Let's hear a little bit more of the president's interview with CNN with Aaron Burnett.
I've made it clear to Bibi and the War Cabinet they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go into these population centers. We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
So it's not over your red line yet?
Not yet.
You talked about some of the political pressure that Biden has been feeling for a while now. I mean, Israel has been bombing and killing civilians for months, and the U.S. has continued to supply weapons. So what is it about now? Why is the president drawing such a hard line on this assault against Rafah? What's changed?
I think what's changed recently are a few things. First, on the Israeli side, despite repeated U.S. requests and warnings that the U.S. won't support a large-scale operation in Rafah without an Israeli plan to move civilians out and to provide for their humanitarian needs once they're evacuated. And the Israeli government, and particularly Prime Minister Netanyahu, have kept on reiterating every time the U.S. says this that they are going to go into Rafah anyway. And so I think that the magnitude of that has just added up and contributed to frustration from the president. Second, we're seeing all sorts of political implications here in the United States, from campus protests to the fact that we are getting closer to the conventions and to the election. And one of the things that the president and the administration have been working on almost without stop has been trying to get a deal for hostages in return for some form of ceasefire. And given that U.S. aims have been frustrated in terms of getting the war to stop at least temporarily, and given the politics here, This is all adding up to what seems to be a breaking point for the president.
In response to the president's announcement, Israeli leaders, some of them are just simply outraged that he's not going to send these bombs under these conditions. One conservative lawmaker said that if the U.S. doesn't give Israel precision missiles, they're just going to use imprecise ones and they'll flatten more buildings along the way. What do you make of the response in Israel? And I'm curious if this decision changes the strategy of the Israeli military in any meaningful way.
The response in Israel is understandable, but I think it's also in many ways over the top. This is not a situation where the U.S. has said that it is going to stop providing weapons to Israel wholesale. It isn't even a situation in which the U.S. has said that it's going to stop providing all offensive weapons. I also think it's important to understand that the idea that Rafah is the key to everything is really contradicted by a lot of what we're seeing on the ground, which is that places that the IDF conducted military operations in previously and finished and said that the operations had been successful are now seeing the resurgence of Hamas. So while a Rafah operation is important, and I think that certainly Israel's military calculation is likely to change given that Israel is not going to want to risk a larger rift with Biden, the idea that Rafah is the key to everything and that an unfettered operation in Rafah will solve all problems, I don't think holds up given what we're seeing in the rest of Gaza.
Michael Koplow is Chief Policy Officer at Israel Policy Forum. Thank you.
Thanks.